God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, welcome to the July 7th, 2026 meeting of the Orland Park Plan Commission. First order of business, we'll do our roll call. Vice Chairman Schuessler.
Present.
Commissioner Paul.
Present.
Commissioner Sanchez.
Here.
Commissioner Fenton.
Here.
Commissioner Shalaby.
Here.
Commissioner Zatar is not here. Got it? Okay.
We get it.
We got it.
You got it? Okay. First order of business, we've all had a chance to, I hope we've had a chance to review the minutes of our June 2nd meeting. If so, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman.
Commissioner Schuessler.
Move that the minutes be approved as presented.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Schuessler, seconded by Commissioner Shalaby to approve the moment, the minutes of the June 2nd meeting as presented. Any Commissioner Paul?
Aye.
Commissioner Sanchez?
Aye.
Commissioner Fenton?
Aye.
Commissioner Schuessler?
Aye.
Commissioner Shalaby?
Aye.
Chairman Parisi? Aye. Thank you so much. I move that we open our public hearings with public hearing number 2026-0446, former Red Robin Restaurant, 15503 LaGrange Road, development petition for redevelopment.
Second.
Motion and a second by Commissioner Paul. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Is the petitioner present?
Yes, sir.
Anything for the commission you'd like to comment on? Or?
Do you have a presentation?
You know what? I think it'd be a good idea, if you get to the podium, we record these meetings, because there's a good chance somebody will ask you a question.
Yeah.
So you need to be sworn in.
Okay.
You would? So.
So if you could raise your right hand, do you solemnly swear or affirm that any testimony you have today?
I do.
Thank you.
Thank you. Just your name and address for the record.
My name is Scott Stefanik. I'm a longtime real estate broker and investor and 50% partner with Will Kreitzer in this property.
I can't hear you.
We were the original, part of the original development team 15
years.
Could
you lift that mic a tiny bit? Yeah.
Better?
Better.
Yeah. We were part of the original development team 15 years ago or so that put together the entire Lowe's subdivision and did all of the outlots, either developing the buildings or selling them off or ground leasing them. We actually sold this, we did the initial Red Robin, sold the building to an investor, I believe in Florida, who called us up out of the blue about a year ago and said, would you like to buy the property back? And he's like, I'm getting old and I'd like to get out of the real estate business, and you guys were good guys, would you like the property back? And we talked to each other, we're like, sure, let's do it. So we all knew Red Robin was on the brink of, you know, pretty deep spiral, but we weren't deterred because we know Orland Park and we understand the excellence of your city and how retailers and restaurants do down here. So we jumped back in. And after a little marketing, and we've been in touch with your team the whole way, we felt these were the two best tenants to put in. I can disclose who the second tenant is, and we can also talk about Cava tonight. We tried for a single-use dinner house, which was the preference, and you know, took some pretty good shots at things, and it wasn't there. You know, part of the problem is the building is approximately 6,000 square feet and almost impossible to expand because we have to keep the 117 parking spaces according to the REA with Lowe's and the steakhouse, Longhorn. So we've arrived at two great tenants, we believe, in the form of Cava, the Mediterranean Grill that's, you know, all the rage right now. Probably the highest performing, I don't want to say quick serve restaurant, because I'm not, that might be a dirty word, but very high performing national chain restaurant. And we're thrilled to bring them into Lincoln Park and into Orland Park. And the other tenant whose first store was in Lincoln Park is Scout.
He's what?
Which is Scout Veterinary Clinic. And for lack of a better description, it's kind of a doggy daycare, not a doggy daycare, doggy dock in the box, where if your dog gets a scratched paw or eats a wad of gum at the dog park or something happens and you can't wait 12 days to get an appointment, you bring him to the Scout Veterinary Clinic. They have normal business hours. I wouldn't call it an emergency clinic so much as I would call it a doctor in the box. There is a veterinary doctor of medicine in there and assistance to help the animals. And they close every night. There's no housing for dogs. There's no sirens or ambulances. So this will be their fifth store in Chicago, Metro Chicago. They're in Wilmette. Their first store was in Lincoln Park. They're under construction in Wheaton. They've signed a deal in Naperville, and they've signed a deal with us here in Orland.
Do they have other, you said they have five other ones?
Yeah.
Do you know if they have other, if any of the other ones, do you know if they share a spot with a restaurant?
Yes, the Wheaton is a share with a restaurant.
Okay.
And I'd have to check Wilmette. The Lincoln Park is part of the McCaffrey development at Clybourne and Lincoln and Fullerton. And there are a series of restaurants, but that's more of an urban setting. But yes, so I, and Naperville could be downtown Naperville, which is a living, breathing restaurant. So I think virtually all of their units are in conjunction with restaurants. And Cava, we talked to them about the general use, and they thought it was fantastic. They're like, yeah, why put in another chicken guy? Half of them are going out of business.
Yeah.
Why not be one of one instead of one of 25? So.
Thank you.
We're excited to have both.
Thank you.
The only other thing is we're always willing to put our best foot forward in terms of how a development looks, in terms of what you're looking for with landscaping and building materials. And we want to build a first-class product, as always, and I think some of our other work in the village demonstrates that as well.
Appreciate
we
that.
Invented the pergola.
You did?
So, yeah, well, not by choice, but by mutual agreement. We brought the only Lowe's with a pergola in the country to Orlando.
Looks good.
Yeah, it does look good. So I'm open to any questions
we'll
or comments.
That. Yeah, you'll probably have some.
Pardon me?
You'll probably have some. We'll let the staff make their presentation next.
Yeah, okay.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'd like to begin by respectfully requesting that the staff report be accepted into the record as written and presented during this meeting. Again, good evening. The petitioner, Evolve Commercial Real Estate, is seeking to renovate and re-tenant the former Red Robin restaurant building at 15503 LaGrange Road. The existing building will remain with exterior alterations, a new Cava tenant space, a future second tenant space, an outdoor patio, and relocated trash enclosure. As mentioned, the petitioner is requesting approvals to renovate and re-tenant the former property. You'll see tonight that he's requesting a special use permit for restaurants with outdoor seating and a modification to allow a trash enclosure within the setback area between the building facade and the street. You'll see the zoning map in front of you. It's in our core district, which is our core mixed use area. Restaurants are a permitted use within the core zoning district. Aerial view of the current site is right in front of you. You'll see, as the petitioner mentioned, it is part of the Lowe's development. That is the northernmost point of the Lowe's development. And you'll see the aforementioned Longhorn Steakhouse directly south. As a current view going northbound on LaGrange Road of the former Red Robin building. The proposed site work includes patio improvements, parking lot upgrades, landscaping, and relocation of the trash enclosure from the east side of the building to an existing parking lot median east of the building. The relocated enclosure is requested because the current enclosure conflicts with the proposed second tenant entrance. And you'll see in front of you the proposed landscape plan. The modification that the petitioner is seeking is necessary due to having streets on all three sides of the site. The enclosure cannot be located between the building and the street. This solution that is being proposed is similar to the one being used currently at Chick-fil-A. In front of you are the west and north building elevations, with the west one facing LaGrange Road, and the east and south LaGrange facing elevations, excuse me. I will mention that the petitioner is planning on putting an all brick facade on all sides of the elevations. These are our standard issue special use permit standards. These have all been met as part of the current proposal. Regarding case number 2026-0446, also known as former Red Robin Restaurant, 15503 LaGrange Road, petition for redevelopment. Staff recommends to accept and make findings of fact as discussed at this Planning Commission meeting and within the staff report dated July 7th, 2026. And staff recommends the Planning Commission approve a special use permit for a restaurant with outdoor seating. And staff recommends the Planning Commission approves a modification from section 6-210F4 to allow a trash enclosure within the setback area between the building facade and the street. I do want to mention that as part of this petition, the petitioner and staff have discussed landscape modifications to the site. You'll see number one, the development shall be in substantial conformance with the submitted site plans and elevations prepared dated April 16, 2026, and brick material samples submitted for 15503 LaGrange Road. Prior to the consideration of this case by the Board of Trustees, the petitioner agrees to submit a revised landscape plan addressing all outstanding landscape review comments. A, provide a tree survey inventory for existing trees 4 inches and greater for existing vegetation, which will be used to confirm landscape requirements. Provide required type 1 buffer yard plantings along the north property line and repair the topsoil turf restoration along the north side of the building. Revise foundation plantings, including the east and west foundation area planting bed coverage. Provide an additional parking lot island within the northern parking row of parking spaces. Provide monument side landscaping. Resolve tree preservation mitigation calculations. And on this page, I just want to highlight mostly most important, provide a detailed landscape cost estimate and remove stone mulch where prohibited. The remaining actions you see on this slide are standard issue requests. And then here is the staff recommended motion. That concludes our presentation. Again, thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, Chair recognizes our attorney, Ann.
Thank you. I just want to clarify, I just want to clarify that although the petitioner has mentioned a second tenant, showing that it's on. Although the petitioner has mentioned the second tenant space, that is not before the Plan Commission tonight. We are for the special use for the COP associated with the COPA restaurant only and the redevelopment. Animal services is a special use in CORE. So if and when Scout comes in as a tenant, they will be before you for a special use permit. That's not under consideration tonight. So I just wanted to clarify that was not part of the current application package that is before you. And in fact, because it's a special use in that district, it would have to come back before you for examination at the time that ripened into a specific plan. Thank you.
Thank you, Ann. Okay. Well, I'm glad that the
that the staff has accepted the responses for the special use standards from the petitioner. Thank you. I don't think we have anybody from the public with any questions. So I'll just go over to our to my fellow commissioners, and I'll start with Commissioner Schuessler.
I don't have any questions. I think it's an alteration that makes a lot of sense. I like the alterations, the brick being used and so on. It ties in with what's there. And if it ends up being scout, I wouldn't have any problem with that either. I think that's an appropriate use. So, nothing further.
Ed, is your mic on?
Says it's on. Sounds like it's on.
No, it does.
I guess you have to get up close.
Yeah, I think so. Makes a difference. Yeah, it makes a difference.
I don't have any further questions. I think it's an appropriate use, and I like the materials you're using for the alterations.
Thank you. Commissioner Fenton.
I agree with Commissioner Schuessler on the facade improvements. And just for clarification, where exactly is this new refuse disposal going? Northeast, the east side, correct? So it's going in the back of the building?
It'll be on the southeast tip of the property.
So it's going to be over more closer to the second tenant. It's going to be far enough away from the outdoor seating of Cava.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I was concerned about that.
Good question.
I find it interesting that you're going to be able to get two tenants into that space, but, you know, I read through the report. The space is there. You know what you're doing. Like I said, I do like the improvements on the outside. Nice color tone or nice earth tone to go with the pond over there. So, good luck.
Comment on the colors. We're tired of white and gray ourselves in America.
Thank you.
My daughter would be upset to hear that.
Commissioner Shalaby.
Yeah, I agree with my two fellow commissioners, Commissioner Schuessler and Commissioner Fenton. I was too pleased to see the exterior improvements from the elevations to landscaping to some of the architectural trendiness that I saw to make it much more aesthetically pleasing to, you know, LaGrange Road and in comparison to what's currently at the building. So thank you. Good luck.
Thank you. Commissioner Sanchez.
My only question was really around the trash enclosure as well. And on that corner, so that's right on LaGrange, is that correct? And I guess the only question I had was how it will be screened. I know you mentioned like the similar to the Chick-fil-A, but I can't think of what that looks like off the top of my head. So just curious about that.
Yeah, so the trash enclosure is going to be on the far east of the property. So it won't be anywhere near LaGrange.
Okay. Gotcha.
In fact, I will go back to the site plan for one moment and you'll see where it's going to be located within the overall site itself.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
The fact that you don't know where the Chick-fil-A one is good, right? That means it's doing its job hiding itself.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
That's all I got.
Commissioner Paul.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Yeah, I think it's a good idea. What's encouraging is how you can lose a restaurant here and then pick up another one fairly quick. And the people definitely want to be here, and that's always a good sign. And that's really all I have. Yep.
I concur with my other commissioners, and I agree with Commissioner Paul. I'm glad to see we have an empty commercial building being repurposed so quickly with a qualified tenant. So, yeah, that's my thought. So I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman.
Commissioner Schuessler.
Regarding case number 2026-0446, former Red Robin Restaurant, 15503 LaGrange Road, petition for redevelopment, I move to approve the staff recommended action as presented in the staff report to this plan commission for this case.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Schuessler, second by Commissioner Paul. Commissioner Sanchez.
Aye.
Commissioner Shalaby.
Say aye.
Aye.
Commissioner Fenton.
Aye.
Commissioner Schuessler.
Aye.
Commissioner Paul.
Aye.
Chairman Parisi. Aye. It's unanimous. And wish you the best of luck. Thank you so much for being here. I
I move that we close public hearings.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Paul. In favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. We've had a chance to review the, we've got an attachment here with, there's parents' reviews for your information that are going to be coming forward. So
I have a question for staff on that.
Yes.
What's, if you know, what's being done at the Northwestern Building, 153rd and West? Indicate some addition to cancer center? Where are they going to put the addition? They just put that addition.
It's an additional building. So on the west side of the property, there is a 120,000 square foot building proposed with the parking garage as a cancer center. It's an active petition now. You'll be seeing it shortly.
Okay. So it'd be west of the roadway that
correct
comes in off 153rd.
Yes. North of the detention area, or south of the detention area.
Thank you.
And I was interested in seeing Ziegler Infinity appear on there because it seems like they closed down not long after they opened. And were they reopening?
Is that petition in? Yeah, Ziegler Infinity is moving back to their original building. You have to rehear the case because they've been closed for so long that they have to, especially if the permit is no longer valid. So that will also be coming to you.
Okay, well, that's good. That's good.
What about the building they built on the south side of 159th? Is there any movement toward that being used?
Yes. You'll be getting that.
But not ready for public dissemination?
Correct.
Okay.
Okay. Well, without any further, I make motion that we adjourn at 7:24 p.m.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Thank you all.